This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Yesterday, Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke laid out the Fed's new economic stimulus plan. It's round three of so-called quantitative easing. The Fed will buy $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities every month until it decides the economy has improved. Joining me now to talk more about this is Chris Lowe, Chief Economist for FTN Financial. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Chris, the Fed seems entirely focused on the housing sector for this go-round of stimulus. Why housing?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it goes back to the beginning of this year, in fact. Every one of the then five governors of the Fed gave a speech between November of 11 and culminating with Bernanke in February this year, with the theme that we cannot have an economic recovery without a housing recovery. Hmm. And they seem determined to deliver on housing.
Well, Chris, this is the third time now that the Fed has tried quantitative easing. As an overall policy, do you see it as having been effective?
It's probably one of the most hotly debated topics in the market. You know, there's no question it does work in some ways. For example, QE1, they also bought mortgages. Mortgage rates fell quite a bit. We had a little bit of a housing recovery. This time, I suspect it'll work even better for housing just because sales were already rising, prices were already rising, and we will see very low mortgage rates, just judging from what happened in the bond market yesterday. But in the end, QE1 and QE2 didn't do much for the unemployment rate, and that's the Fed's mandate. They're supposed to create jobs.
Chris Lowe with FTN Financial. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.